Livewire with Phil Richards.
Hi, it's Phil Richards and welcome to Livewire. And today I'm chatting with Judy Zook. And welcome to the programme, Judy. We'll be playing your new track in just a moment. But first of all, let's go back in time to when you first got started in the industry. And it was way back in 1977, wasn't it?
Well, I was very young and very naive, and I just sent my music to, first of all, actually Tony Visconti, who produced David Bowie and everyone, an amazing producer, and I sent my music to him first. I got signed by him. So, yes, I signed to Tony Visconti's label first, but unfortunately his label, due to circumstances way beyond my control, closed down. So then I sent my music to Elton and to his label, and they loved it and they signed me, which I kind of didn't realise, I think, at the time quite how lucky I was. I just thought, oh, well, you know, I'm good. I'm going to get signed. I now realise after all my time in the business that it has an awful lot of other things that you have to get through. It doesn't matter if you're good or bad. It could be just the right or the wrong time and, you know.
But you soon had success with a track called Stay With Me Till Dawn.
I did. And I feel very lucky with that song because I still love it. I still sing it. I don't get tired of singing it. I feel like it's given me a career and a life. So I feel very lucky about that.
And your debut album was Welcome to the Cruise, which also reached the UK albums chart.
It did, yes.
And I remember receiving a great album of cover versions of John Lennon tracks. It was called Lennon Bermuda, which was inspired by his visit to Bermuda in 1980. And you were on that, doing a lovely cover version, and also your two daughters. Tell us all about that.
Yes, both of my daughters sing, although one of them sings for a career, which is Bailey. Bailey has her own project called Tiggy, which is... The reason it's called Tiggy is that my sister, who was killed when she was 18, used to keep a diary, and she called it Tiggy, which stood for Thoughts I Give You. And I gave the diary to my daughter, and she decided to call her project Tiggy. And she will be opening for me when I do my tour. Well, she does at the moment as well, but yeah.
Yeah, well, those were great cover versions, really, really, you know, just fantastic. Beautiful versions of those classic John Lennon tracks.
Well, it was a lovely thing to do. It was based on, they did a show in Bermuda, so we all got to go out to Bermuda, and it was a wonderful time we had there.
Tell us about your other albums.
I have had 22 albums, but a lot of people don't really know that I did anything after the first album. That was the successful one that everyone knew about. But Sports Car was my second album, and was a bit of an opposite to the first album because it didn't have lots of strings and big productions on. I think we sort of reacted to the first one. And then really, since then, I just make albums because I love writing music and I will always do that. And that's hence I have 22 albums, studio albums, out there.
What was it like performing at Glastonbury, which you did in 82?
It was amazing. We were... like, not the main artist, we were about second or third down the list, but the people that did the schedule put us on at the perfect time when the daylight was just fading, and they used lasers for the first time. As far as I know, they used lasers for the first time ever. So we walked out on stage with all these funny lights, you know, that we'd never seen anything like it before, because no one told us that we were going to have them. And I think the audience, it was fantastic. I had a sore throat, so I was thinking it wasn't that good for me. But actually, when I've seen it back, it wasn't that bad. But the actual show and the people and the atmosphere and the lasers were incredible.
And also, you toured as Elton John's special guest, didn't you? America, in fact.
I did, and that was brilliant. Unfortunately, at that time, Elton left the label that he was with in America and moved to Geffen Records and left us on the American label, which unfortunately the only way they had at getting back at Elton, because they were cross with him, was to withdraw all tour support for us. So we were playing to like 20,000, 30,000 people every night. And then we ended up doing Central Park, which was apparently 450,000 people. And there wasn't any records of mine in the shop, and no one knew who we were because the record company had said, right, no promotion, nothing, you know. They couldn't reach Elton because he was with Geffen, so it was a bit, but it's still an amazing experience. And I love that I can tell my daughter that I played in front of 250,000 people and Glastonbury. So, you know, in my history and my things that I can tell my children and grandchildren, it's something that I wouldn't put one moment of regret.
And you worked with Beverly Craven as well.
I worked on tour with her for the last 4 or 5 years. Her and I went out as Woman to Woman, and the first tour was myself, her and Julia Fordham. And then the next time we did it was myself, Julia Fordham, Beverly and Rumour. And that was really great to have, you know, because it's not so much pressure. It was nice having them all on stage. Yeah, it was a fantastic tour, and it sold so much better than I think any of us thought it would, and was so much more successful. But I've done that now, and I'm now back to doing my own thing.
Let's talk about your new single then, and that comes from another album.
It comes from my new album, which is called Jude the Unsinkable. And the reason is that the last sort of 11 years, I've had various dramas and traumas. And I had cancer, and then because of cancer, I lost my home. And then by the time I got into my new house, I then got COVID really badly. And after COVID, I didn't think I was going to live. And my voice had gone and everything was looking very dark. And then suddenly I started to feel better. The sun came out. And I just thought, I want to write songs again. And I just called myself, really, Jude the Unsinkable, because I'd survived it, and I was quite surprised that I'd survived. And that song came from there. And the whole album is really taken from the songs that I wrote in the last 11 years. So it's a bit like a first album, because it's got a history rather than just being the album that you make after the last album, you know, in a couple of years' time. This album was written over 11 years. And this new single is about some of the anxiety that I went through and how I worry too much about everybody and how I make rituals to get myself calmer.
Right. So have you got your daughters on the album?
I have. I've got my daughters on the album. I've also got my granddaughter on the album. I'm not quite sure which song it is, but we definitely had her singing. And she sang live for us the other night with her mum, Bailey. When they were doing their set the other night, she came out and did backing vocals for my daughter, which is definitely history repeating itself.
Well, you're all certainly very musical, all with great voices anyway.
Yeah, we're all quite lucky like that. I think we were just born that way. It's a gift, I think. So thank you. I'm glad you like them.
Judy, can you give us a lowdown on all your social media?
I'm not very good at social media, but I do it. I am on, but the best place to find out anything about what I'm up to or where to get my albums or anything is my website, which is www.zouke.com. Zouk, as no one can ever spell that, is TZUKE.com. So that's the best place to find me. I'm on Facebook. I've got two places on Facebook. I don't really know why. I think it's when I first joined, I joined as a person, and then my agent made up an artist page for me, and that's both under the name Judy Zouk. And then I am on Instagram, but that's you right. Can find me. If you find me on my website, then it's got the information for everything. I'm on all the normal sort of, you know, streaming places, and you can buy it on Amazon and... I'm everywhere.
Brilliant. Well, thank you very much for joining us on LiveWire today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
And good luck with the single. I hope it goes brilliantly for you.
Thank you very much.
Right, so let's play the track then. Here's Judy Zouk, Rituals, from the album Jude the Unsinkable. Cheers for now.
And sleep that's never been there for me, holding out on the edge of glory. I'm staring at the space that's left in between. I'm praying it's a Should I stop trying to fight your corner when I just wanted to be there for you? Old habits that I get better lose. Yeah, I know we're all a little broken. It's a struggle keeping my hand open. And sometimes I forget to breathe.
Livewire is produced by Steve Osborne Media. Steve Osborne Media.